Okay, you guys, I am excited because tonight is the whole reason why I even found Gemini as a company is because I was actively on the search for a hemp oil that was going to help with my anxiety. So I definitely found that. And tonight you're going to hear all about if you're new, just looking for a hemp oil that works, some different reasons why you might want to take it, and really how, if you're just new and venturing out in the world of hemp oil, what you should look for when choosing a quality product and the products that we have that we can offer if you're looking for the best of the best. So tonight I am so excited to announce our co-host for the evening, Ms. Karen Wilheater, who's one of our leaders in Texas. She's just done an outstanding job all around, and I'm so excited for her to share some questions that you should ask yourself when looking for a quality hemp oil. Karen?
Oh, well, thank you, Sam. And I'm actually going to take my camera off because I live in the boonies and it tends to lag. So forgive me while I do that. So, with the popularity of hemp oil on the rise, there's a wide range of quality in the marketplace. Do you know how to ensure you're receiving the highest quality hemp oil product for your money? Well, we're here to help you better understand what to look for and why it's important. Our goal is for you to be informed enough to make an educated decision when shopping for a hemp oil for you or the people that you love. So welcome. My name is Karen Wilheater. Samantha, Kevin, and I are going to share some basic and maybe not so basic information with you about hemp oil and specifically a high potency hemp oil that we found that and use ourselves. So isn't it interesting that since they ceased all cannabis production in the United States because of the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937, there seems to be a rise in inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. While marijuana and hemp are both considered cannabis, they are very different. Marijuana is naturally high in THC. That's the psychoactive component that gets you high. And it's low in the cannabidiol. That's the non-psychoactive component that is found to be very beneficial. But this Marijuana Act of 1937 lumped all cannabis in one group and ceased all production. Then later in 1970, the Controlled Substance Act replaced the Marijuana Act from 1937 and made all cannabis a Schedule I controlled substance, grouping it with heroin and other dangerous drugs. Well, I told you that marijuana was high in THC and low in the cannabidiol, but hemp is just the opposite. It's very low in the THC naturally and high in the cannabidiol. So that's where the difference comes in. And it made no sense to me anyway about lumping all of that into that one category where all those dangerous chemicals are. Well, they may or may not have known that our bodies actually generate cannabinoids, or that all mammals have a system designed to receive and distribute them throughout our body when they did those acts. But back in 1990, a group of scientists were researching how our body reacts to the THC. They discovered the ECS, the endocannabinoid system. The ECS has endocannabinoid receptors in our brain and throughout our bodies. Where there is a disease or condition or even just age, there's a communication gap between our neurotransmitters and we start showing symptoms. The ECS's function is to maintain homeostasis or balance for the entire body. When they found these receptors, they also found that they were the most abundant neurotransmitters in the brain. During this research, they discovered that by stimulating and supporting the ECS, one can fight a multitude of illnesses and conditions. This is why hemp oil works so well across the board, y'all. Your body is designed to heal itself, and if we give it what it needs, it'll do just that. So when you give your body the cannabinoids, it replaces the endocannabinoids that they're lacking, and it will do what your body needs it to do. And it will do something different for the person sitting next to you because their body's needing something else. And another great thing about the ECS is that it is in every mammal. So that pet that you love so much, it can benefit from hemp oil too. So now that you know that everybody is designed, and needs cannabinoids, what do you need to look for when you're looking for a hemp oil to purchase and use? Well, let me help you with that. I'm going to share with you a few questions and then why they matter. One, how is it processed? And what type of oil is it? Is it delivered to the body? I'm sorry, how is it delivered to the body? And how much is actually absorbed and used? And will it maintain its potency? Let me explain this a minute. So before I do, I want to tell you this, just in case you don't already know. Hemp is a soil purifier. It absorbs all things in the soil, good and bad. Since the days of George Washington until it was banned, farmers used hemp for that very purpose. They would plant a crop of hemp before they would start farming. They'd start farming their piece of land, or if they wanted to switch crops, because it would clean all that soil up. They used hemp because it has a short time frame from seed to harvest, and it was amazing at cleaning up that soil. They would then use the hemp that they grew to make rope or something else industrial, because hemp's been used industrially for centuries. All right, so the processing of the oil, that's probably the most important aspect to consider, especially over price, which seems to be the deciding factor for most people these days. But let me ask you this. If you're looking for something natural to put in your body to help with whatever it is you're needing help with, why would you not pay attention to how it's processed? What is in the finished product? And how pure is it? I mean, really, with hemp being a cleaner plant, wouldn't you want to make sure that the oil it's producing is clean and clear of pesticides and chemicals that could harm your body? So many oils on the market are sold at such a ridiculously low cost because they skip this very important step. There's also another thing you want to think about. Doesn't it make sense to find out if the oil you're looking at has any proof of the things they're saying it does? I have a friend that started using and selling a CBD from another company. She was selling it, yet she had been told some lies and they didn't have proof. She didn't think to ask for proof, so she spread the lies without even meaning to lie. So many companies out there are out for a quick buck instead of trying to help you. That is unfortunately a part of the business these days, but thankfully, not everyone is that way. Okay, back to the list. So, as you may have already gathered, hemp oil comes in different qualities and forms. Although the processing and purity of the oil should be your number one deciding factor in choosing it, a very close second comes into what form you need. There are some terms you need to know. So they are isolate, full spectrum, and broad spectrum. An isolate is an oil that isolates a certain part of the plant and uses it to make the oil. An example of this is the hemp seed oil. It's usually very little or no beneficial properties at all in an isolate. A full spectrum oil, however, uses the whole plant from the ground up, the stems, the leaves, the seeds, the flowers, the buds, all of it from the ground up to make the oil. It has a wide range of beneficial properties, and it also has trace of THC in there. Where a broad spectrum oil takes that full spectrum oil with all the good stuff in it, and it goes a step further and it isolates and removes all of the THC. So you get all of the benefits without any of the bad. So this brings us to how an oil gets delivered to your body. You may have heard it's not what you take, it's what you absorb. Well, this is so true. How expensive is a product that you take and it doesn't do any good because it's not absorbed by your body? Think about that. How expensive is a product that you take and it doesn't do any good because it's not absorbed by your body? I'd say that's pretty expensive. There are many hemp oil companies that use a carrier oil to add to their hemp oil to deliver it to your body. Although this may sound like a good idea, mixing oil with oil, it's not the best delivery system, because when your body recognizes oil, good or bad, it starts breaking it down as fat, which it is. This will cause the absorption of the good oil to be eliminated with the carrier oil, resulting in less than ideal amounts of the hemp oil being absorbed and used by your body. So the answer here is to find a hemp oil that is water soluble, meaning it dissolves in the water, becoming part of the water. Because the body recognizes, accepts, and absorbs water freely, you get more of the good oil into your system, not only quicker, but at a higher rate as well. there should be some sort of scientific proof from the company that you're looking at that shows you this. Don't be afraid to ask. This is your body. You should be sure of what's going into it. And that brings us to the potency. As you may know, oxygen degrades just about everything, and hemp oil is no different. However, that's no excuse for a company to not ensure that you get full potency all the way to the bottom of the bottle. Some companies have had their products yanked from the shelves and their business shut down because the governing power started testing and they found that what was on the label did not match what was in the bottle. The average shelf life before all this crackdown was about 2 years. And then after all that started happening, we have found that the majority of the people have changed their shelf life to 1 year. Well, the good news here is there's a quality hemp oil with integrity to be found, and we have found it. I hope this was very helpful for you to help you in your search for finding a good hemp oil. We understand that you need to be careful where you get your oil because what goes in your body matters. So let us tell you what we found to be the best, absolute best for us and what we use. Samantha, would you like to take it from here and let them know what Remedy is all about?
I would love to, Karen. And that was just an incredible description. I feel fully equipped, as if I was somebody new researching my hemp oil, fully equipped with the questions and information I should be seeking when finding a quality product. So I'm so excited to be here tonight to tell you about what Gemini's team has done, because what they've done is teamed up with a group of world-renowned scientists who have developed a unique hemp oil called Remedy, a broad-spectrum hemp oil. Now, these scientists who have served on the FDA Advisory Board for Opioids, President Emeritus for the American Academy of Pain Medicine, and Chief Counsel for the Dietary Supplement and Health Education Act of 1994. We are proudly grown on U.S. farms in Kentucky, representing generations of hemp experience. Now, what's so great about this experience is once the plants actually leave the farm, they're transported to a production facility so close to the property that we cut the time from the plants are actually taken out of the ground to the time they are completely dried. That's only 19 hours turnaround time. So what that does is it actually ensures the freshest, most nutrient-rich hemp with zero bacteria, because it's locking in the peak nutrients and terpenes. And that's really what you want to look for in a quality hemp oil product, as Karen mentioned earlier. Aside from our incredible farming tactics, which actually Jay went to the farm, and what owners of companies do you know that actually visit the farm to ensure the highest standards? So kudos and snaps to Jay for that. You'll actually get to meet him at the end of this call tonight, which I'm excited about. But really, our Gemini promise as a company is to create products that rely on safe and natural ingredients to effectively support your daily health and improve your overall quality of life. Now, I know you got a lot of information in this call already, but I wanted to pull up this chart so you guys can visually see the difference between a regular quote-unquote hemp oil, and that one's on the top, and then Remedy. So you can clearly see there are different factors that decrease the blood bioavailability of a regular hemp oil. And those factors would be taking it by mouth, because you're really, it's getting destroyed pretty much before it even gets to the stomach, also in the liver, and it's just going to be overall absorbed poorly in the intestines. Now, a really good visual that I love, if you're a visual person like myself, if you take olive oil and you take our Remedy and you put a drop of the olive oil on your hand, you'll notice that it kind of sits there and it doesn't really trickle off your hand. But if you do that with Remedy, you're going to see that it just goes right down just like a raindrop. And that's because the molecule size, which I'll show you in two more slides, is so small that it's able to get through your body into your small intestine and absorbed into your bloodstream. Now, aside from the molecule size, this is what the droplets actually look like. So this is a nanoliquid droplet plus regular hemp oil. And this is where our patented technology comes in. So it creates a nano enhanced molecule of hemp that is also water soluble and as tiny as 10 nanometers. So like I said before, it's able to get to the desired function, which is in the bloodstream, and help out with anything that you guys might be going through. So here's another visual for my visual friends. So if you take a piece of paper and you hold it up, I'll actually come back on camera so to show you this, But if you see this piece of paper, how thin it is over here, that is 100,000 nanometers, you guys. Now, Remedy's molecules are 10 to 15 nanometers. So you could imagine how small that is, which is, I mean, that's how you're going to get it into your system, right? It's all about what you absorb. So here's another visual as well about what regular hemp oil looks like in comparison to Remedy after you take a dose. So you can clearly see that even after all 12 hours, there is still so much more Remedy in your body and there's pretty much none of the other hemp oil. So that's going to ensure its longevity as well. So you're actually taking less of doses more frequently, less frequently than regular hemp oil. So I know you heard so much information tonight and are super excited to try it if you haven't already. So make sure you get back with the person that brought you to this call tonight so you will be able to check out Remedy for yourself. We've got samples available so you could feel your best days of health and live your best life. And we even have a line for your pets as well. If you have a furry four-legged friend you'd like to share it with. Also, please make sure that you follow us on our social media pages. We've got great content that we produce every week on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Gemini Network. We also have a testimony group on Facebook called Grown by Nature. Our corporate page is @BeGemini and our Instagram handle is @B_Gemini_official. But one of my favorite times of the call is actually hearing the proof and the stories from other people who've experienced the Remedy difference. So without further ado, I would love to bring on Kevin Jacobson, who is going to tell us a little bit about his experience in searching for a hemp oil that was right for him and helping with his cluster migraines. Kevin?
Hi, thank you very much, Samantha. Oh, got some feedback here. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. You're perfect now.
Yes, I was. I've suffered from cluster migraine headaches. I was actually diagnosed in 1992 after suffering with them for over a year and a half, and it's been an ongoing battle to try and find something that would help alleviate that pain and the clusters when they do decide to flare up. I was on 5 different medications at the time that Remedy was actually introduced to us. Aside from Remedy, we had tried medicinal marijuana, different grades and stuff like that. And, you know, they kind of give you a little bit of relief, but it wasn't substantial. We also tried many, many different health supplements, powder form, capsule form, everything else. And, really to no avail. I would be laid up as long as 4 months sometimes with these headaches. So they were just brutal. Anyways, we were introduced to Remedy 2.5 years ago now and started taking it right away. And my biggest fault was I started taking too much. By what I mean by that was I was so used already from the prescription medication that if something didn't work, you took more of it to try to alleviate the pain. And then, so I was sucking back a bottle like in a couple of weeks. And then I had a conversation with a few of the associates and they said, try less, less is more. So I said, okay, let's do that. And it took a couple of months. We started to feel a little bit of some results. And then, as kind of things kind of went on, we had I started playing with my at-time medications I was supposed to take, which would start to relieve the headache in about 35 to 40 minutes. I started taking a shot of Remedy at the same time that I take that medication and noticed that my time for relief was getting shorter. And then eventually I stopped taking the medication itself and just relied on the Remedy, which was a huge step for me. And I was finding relief inside of 12 to 15 minutes as compared to the 35 to 40. So that was huge, huge for me. And so that was extended to about 4 months of tweaking with what Remedy was doing for me and how I could work with it the best. And then I worked with my doctor to get off the 5 medications. So my total journey from start to finish was 9 months. And I am off all medications. I only take the Remedy now. And I haven't had a migraine headache since November 2018, which is coming up 2 years now. And this is just a godsend. I'll tell you, there is nothing better than remedy hemp oil for relieving headaches and just overall body feeling. I feel healthier, I feel better, more energized, and able to function without having to worry about being totally laid up with a migraine headache. So I really love it. I really support anybody that would give it a try or give me a call. I'd be more than happy to share my story or a little bit on how we tweaked the dosages to make everything work. Thank you very much, Samantha. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I always love hearing your story because it's just so incredible. I mean, that's migraines can be such a life detrimental. It's just so hard to go through your life like with headaches like that, because my mom experienced terrible migraines and it was just debilitating was the word I was looking for. But it's just so incredible to hear that success stories like that and people that are actually able to find relief, because I know how life-changing it can be. So thank you so much, Kevin, for sharing your story. And Karen, again, thank you for your collaboration on this tonight's call. It was just awesome. We already love to research, so it's always a pleasure working with her and getting all this information to all of you guys. But I would love to introduce you to our owner and founder, Jay Archer, before we end tonight's call, so you can hear from the man himself behind this entire project and an amazing company. Jay?
Hey, Karen, that was absolutely awesome. Samantha knocked it out of the park. Kevin, love hearing what this has done for your headaches. Now here's the thing, we're changing lives. We're absolutely changing people's health. We're changing lives on the product, which is, it's amazing. I can tell you what it's done for me. Heck, I was coming back from Lobster and I left my remedy at the house. all of a sudden I'm like, the heck is up with my shoulder? Why's my back hurting? it's crazy. So got back and took it, and I'm back to, I think I actually rode my bike 30 miles today. So I just felt amazing. So anyway, the big thing, 8 patents, 4 just on inflammation. So when you're looking at overall pain, the biggest part of pain is it's inflammation. So when you're stopping that, it does wonders. So anyway, they talked about, it's not what you take, it's what you absorb. And that's the cool thing about it. But anyway, y'all, thank you so much for being on. We got the products that you can sample. Take it. You're going to see what it does. If somebody's looking for it for pain, and the reason I mentioned pain is because I was in pain, and it does wonder. But take the 0.25, put it under your tongue for about 30 seconds, and then do another 0.25. So you're taking two doses. Or you're taking actually one dose, but you're taking half and half. And then take a couple drops and rub it wherever it hurts, and wait about 5 minutes. And I think you'll notice a big difference. So anyway, it is a game changer. Thank you so much, everybody, for being on. Once again, he knocked it out of the park. I was loving this. This was incredible. Get it in people's hands. If you know somebody, you love them, get on the product. Let's help their health. There's a business opportunity if you're interested in making money, and let's bring as many to Christ as we can do that. So anyway, good night. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.